West African governments are being urged to ensure human rights are respected as they battle the ongoing Ebola outbreak. Human Rights Watch says the response to the crisis has been slowed by ignorance, fear, denial, and mistrust. Human Rights Watch says protecting rights is a crucial element in controlling the unprecedented Ebola epidemic ravaging the region. Corinne Dufka is the group's senior West Africa researcher.
We do call on these governments to adopt a human rights framework in addressing this illness, which is creating an incredible strain on these countries which are recovering from armed conflict in the case of Sierra Leone and Liberia, and then decades of authoritarian rule in Guinea.
She says Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone have histories of corruption, abuses by security forces, and media restrictions. Dufka says the protection of healthcare workers is a top priority. At least 140 have died in the outbreak. She says many have raised concerns about a lack of protective suits and equipment needed when treating patients.
We are asking that the government step up to the plate, that international community helps them do that to ensure that the right that they have for protection during epidemics is respected.
Besides health professionals, Human Rights Watch says better protection is also needed for janitors, cleaning staff, drivers, and burial staff. Recently, tension filled the West Point neighborhood of Liberia's capital, Monrovia, when it was placed under quarantine. Dufka agrees that quarantines are needed at times, but says they're often more effective in isolated communities.
Because quarantines necessarily address liberty and freedom of movement as well as freedom to make a livelihood, we're asking that other measures that involve public education, working with the community, cooperative measures, be used instead. These measures are really the least intrusive and restrictive available to be able to reach the same objective.
HRW says quarantines must be based on scientific evidence, and when they are imposed, governments have an obligation to provide food, water, and health care. It says quarantines imposed during this epidemic have frequently not met these standards and have been applied arbitrarily and been overly broad in implementation. There's a gender dimension to the Ebola crisis, too. UNICEF reports that women account for 55% to 60% of the deaths. HRW's Dufka says it has to do with the role women play.
Women are disproportionately represented among nurses and cleaning staff at hospitals and so on. They also care for the sick and then prepare the dead for burial. They're also more likely to be cross-border traders. So all of these professions and occupations leave them more vulnerable to infection.
Dufka says governments must take steps to bridge the information gap about Ebola, which has led to fear and mistrust. This includes public education campaigns and community involvement in prevention strategies. She says that's an obligation defined under the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights.
Now, the local human rights community, local radios, local NGOs are doing a fantastic job at trying to educate the public. They're using community radios, they're using local traditional and religious leaders. And so we're calling on the governments to work directly with them. They already are in many places to really systematize that relationship, as well as for the international community to support these groups.
Dufka says security forces are playing a central role in the epidemic and are charged with enforcing quarantines. She says since the end of regional conflicts in the 1990s and early 2000s, they have received much training and are more accountable for their actions.
That said, we have been receiving reports of particularly extortion and bribe-taking during periods and places of quarantine.
Human Rights Watch calls on the governments of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone to adopt a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to abuse by security forces. Also, HRW says the international community must do much more to help African governments deal with the health crisis and ensure transparency into how donor funds are being spent. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.